Adelaide Hill Science Hub came about from a grant from Inspiring South Australia, which is the implementation of the National Inspiring Australia Strategy. And so what they've done is put a grant program out to start these regional science hubs. So we're actually one of nine regional hubs. I was lucky enough as a Sustainable Communities SA member to be able to put a grant forward and get some partners on board to realize this vision that we need to be bringing science to our communities in the Adelaide Hills.
From an ecological and environmental perspective, why is science so important?
Ecologically, we have so many wonderful plants and animals and fungi around the hills that people are probably just not noticing, and then the actions that humans are doing are impacting on our environment. So really getting people to connect and connect at a young age. So a lot of our events this week focused on the 1 to 5 age group and getting families out in nature and having them be stewards for the future.
So what sort of activities did you have this week? And just to remind, you know, this week has been Science Week and I think today is the last day of it. But yeah, what have you been doing?
Yes, we had 6 events that we were part of. We're just going to finish up today with the Frogs of the Adelaide Hills in partnership with Frogwatch SA and the Adelaide Hills Council at Torrens Valley Community Centre in Gumaraka, where we're going to do a little walk and talk and learn about the weird and wonderful world of frogs and all the crazy things they do. We've also got a fungi event on today at Meadows, and fungi and frogs were really our theme over this National Science Week because we were lucky enough to have a couple reference group members who have been involved and are passionate about these critters. So they've taken the lead with partnerships with Adelaide Hills Council, and we were involved in a movie launch and citizen science on fungus with Murray-Darling Basin from the Department of Environment and Water and Fungi Map. We had our launch, like you said, at the Uraidla Hotel, where we brought science to the pub, and we had Phil Roteman talk about citizen science projects, so everyday people can sit on their lounge and help fold DNA, discover galaxies, identify animals on cameras in Africa. It's just so exciting. There are thousands and thousands of projects that people can be matched with from their lounge room, or like today, we've got the Frog Spotter app, where we're actually going to go out and try and record the calls of the frogs at the nearby creek to the community center. And then we'll have that data and build up knowledge about what's living there. And we might pick up some rare species or we might pick up some introduced species. And that'll help us care for the environment around here.
So you said you were very focused on young children and young families. What's been the response with your activities this week from that demographic?
It's been overwhelming. We've been sold out at all of our events. And I guess having said that, we've also had one event at the Positive Aging Centre with frogs as well. So at Inwoodside, at the Adelaide Hills Council has hosted an event there for their clients of the Positive Aging program there. So that's been exciting as well.
So is that a connecting aging people to nature? How does that work?
Their program is just connecting aging people to interesting talks and programs and getting them to be able to live in the community as long as possible. And as part of this series, we've offered a talk on frogs, and we're hoping to partner with them later in the year and offer some more talks to connect that demographic to science as well. So keeping them involved and feeling useful by doing things like citizen science projects is a really healthy thing for people who might be mobility limited but still have access to computers and be able to do some of these projects online.
So tell us a little bit more about citizen science. Why is it so important?
Citizen science is really important because there's no way that scientists can get the amount of data that we really want to. We can't be everywhere at once. So one great example is maybe the Great Koala Count, getting everybody out on one day counting koalas. There's also long-term trends, so having people survey different sites across broad areas over time is very valuable data for scientists so that we can look at changes over time and over different locations across the hills as well, so across the world. Like with the camera trapping data, there's just thousands and thousands of images to go to, so it's really time heavy, and getting thousands and thousands of people just looking at those images to do the initial scouting and verification of everybody who knows what a lion looks like. So there's a picture of a lion and people can say, oh, that's a lion, and that helps the scientists wade through reams and reams of data.
So what sort of responses or feedback, rather, have you been getting from people who've become involved in citizen science? How are they finding it? So where the importance is not just for the scientists, how are the people finding it?
I think people really are valuing the skills that they're building around this. So in Frog Spotter, you can actually become an expert identifier for your region. So once you learn all the frog calls and take these tests, then we'll certify you as an expert, and you can help identify the submissions by other people who aren't so qualified to identify the calls. And after we get a consensus of the experts, then we can say those are valid data points. You know, we know those are the species that occurred there.
So tell us a little bit about frogs. How important are they?
Frogs are great indicators of environmental health because they are amphibians, and especially water health. So any freshwater systems, having different frogs in healthy waterways and having them call can kind of be an indicator of what's going on there. So if we don't hear frogs in a waterway ever, it might not be the right kind of habitat for certain species, but it also might be an indication that something might be not too healthy in that area.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about yourself. What inspired you to get involved in this?
I guess I'm an ecologist by training, so I studied at University of Adelaide, actually Starling's, eating wine grapes in McLaren Vale. And then I moved on to working in the environmental field, so for Nature Conservation Society of South Australia, and coordinating long-term bird survey data there for their Mount Lofty Ranges Bird Project. I moved on to the Department of Environment and had been working in community engagement for the last 10 years. And just, I guess, as a scientist and someone who really values community input and engaging with the community, it was just a natural way for me to get involved. And I guess I love coordinating and bringing people together and making those networks and linkages happen. So actually, you know, more and more people are interested in partnering with us after this week because we've launched. I think we'll have a really strong program going forward. In October, we're going to look at stargazing and just really broaden our scope out of just the environmental and moving into food and wine science, maybe doing some technology-based information sessions, looking at coding where children can teach their parents what coding is. I mean, it's in every school holiday program, but I have no idea what it is. And I'm sure my daughter knows more than I do. So it would be really great to work together on things like that. We're also lucky enough to have Rob Morrison as our patron. So you might know him from the Curiosity Show. And with his interests, he's offered to do some great workshops coming up. We just need to match a venue and some partners to them. So we've got Tracks and Traces of Australian Animals. He's got a little workshop on illusions and the science of wind instruments. So you can see we're really trying to broaden our scope across all of the sciences and would love to co-design any kind of workshop or project with any partners out there interested in the Adelaide Hills area.
All right, and just quickly, because we are drastically running out of time, how can people find you if they Adelaide Hills people are looking for you?
We've got a Facebook page, so that's probably the best way to find out what's going on with us. So that's Adelaide Hills Science Hub. Just look us up on Facebook. You can also find out more information on the Inspiring Essay website, which is inspiringessay.org.au.